Okay, principal axis analysis. A couple days, yesterday we talked about principal components analysis. Now this is principal axis. The principal part is the same. It refers to the extraction process. Each successive factor is orthogonal and accounts for the maximum available covariance among the variables. The axis tells us that the factors are extracted from a reduced correlation matrix with diagonals less than 1. Diagonal less than 1, a correlation of less than 1 between a variable and itself, represents that not all of the variance in that variable is common factor variance. That part of it is unique variance that's related just to that particular measure. And as far as we're concerned, it's junk. It's just going to screw things up. We're not trying to find how variables relate to each other. We're trying to find the underlying latent constructs that drive the relations between variables. So the part of each variable that is unique to that variable is junk. We have to get rid of it. Those diagonals are going to be the estimated commonality of each variable. How much of that variable is tied to the latent constructs? It reflects that not all of the variance of that variable is produced by the set of latent constructs, and so factors extracted from the reduced correlation matrix will reveal those latent variables, because the junk that's specific to each separate measure is gone, it's out of the way. The only thing left is the common variance. The only thing left to reveal are the common factors. So which model do you choose, principal components or principal axis factoring? Principal components is typically used for psychometric purposes. It's the reduction of collinear prediction sets, the examination of the structure of scoring systems, consideration of scales and subscales. It works with the full correlation matrix because composites will be computed from original variables, not from common parts. So if you've got 20 variables and you're trying to decide how many scales you have, after you decide how many scales you have and what variables load on each scale, you're going to get that scale score by adding up those variables. Does that make sense? You really don't have any process for getting just the common part of each and adding them together. You're stuck with the whole variable. And so most psychometricians prefer doing principal components analyses so that we're working with the same variables that we're going to composite when we're all done. Common factor analysis is used for theoretical purposes to identify those underlying constructs, the number and identity of the basic elements of behavior. The basis for latent class analysis of many types, both measurement and structural models, works with a reduced correlation matrix because it wants to hold the meaningful parts of the variables and their relationships. The researcher selects the procedure based upon the purpose of their factor analysis. Okay?